Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to St. Elizabeth Van Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome packet. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. There will be a Mass on Thanksgiving Day at 8:30 a.m. There will be no Mass on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. The CCW will be raffling a Thanksgiving basket. The tickets will be on sale before and after the weekend, all Masses this weekend. Tickets will be $2 for one ticket and $5 for three. See bulletin for details. We congratulate Ed McKenna for being awarded the St. Jude Medal this Sunday afternoon at St. Jude Cathedral. This award is given for extraordinary service in our parish. We are joining in the worldwide symbol process through listening and discerning with others in our diocese. Read more about this in the bulletin today. Know that you are invited to participate. The 30th of this month will be a meeting at 5:30 p.m. at St. Scholasticus. If interested in attending, please call our parish office. Let's begin our devotional prayers. In the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael,
the archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, God by power of God, thrust into thou Satan and all the evil spirits, who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you we cry for banished children of Eve. To you we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn, then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O come, and most holy, and most sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, the Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of our promises of Christ.
Our prayer intention for today is for Edward Gagelin. Our celebrant is Father Joe.
Please stand. Our entrance in will crown him with many crowns on this feast day of Christ the King, number 720.
Able to stand up straight again. So hopefully
within a couple more months, I'll be able to get rid of the stick. Weep, or make me a bishop. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace and peace of our Lord Jesus be with all of you.
Amen.
And to prepare ourselves to celebrate, we now call to mind our sins. Lord Jesus, you came to show us the Father's will. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you teach us that to love one another is his will. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you send the Holy Spirit into our hearts to fulfill that will. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one, like a son of man, received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm response this morning, the Lord is King. He is robed in majesty.
Thank you.
was king in splendor robed. Rose the Lord and girded about with strength. The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old, from everlasting you are, O God. The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, who has made us into a kingdom, priests for his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the peoples of the earth will lament him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, and certainly our concept, or at least our cultural concept of King, is a very interesting one. You know, you can turn on the news, read the newspaper, look at different news feeds and whatnot. You always see somewhere along the line, almost every day, the head of state, whether it's the president, the king, a queen, or even a dictator, or some sort of rogue leader. And most of these leaders will have a great deference shown to them. They are held in high esteem. And it turns out that a lot of times we like to examine their lives very closely, even to the point of getting into how do they live in their personal life. Now, I don't know if any of you are Anglophiles and like to read about the Queen of England. I have a little soft spot in my heart for her, so I have a tendency once in a while to look at that, to look at some of those things. And you notice in those little reports, and it happens with every president in the United States, they go into the tiniest of details, looking for something to report on, something that either is good or isn't so good. They look at every aspect of their life, and they ask all sorts of questions of people. But you know, the one question when they're examining world leaders, kings, presidents, dictators, and whatnot, they normally don't ask is, do you love us? Do you love your subjects?
What?
And in a sense, that's one of the things that even we have in the United States in terms of our own congresspeople, men and women, congressmen and congresswomen, we don't really ask, do they love us? We'd like to think that they do, but more times than not, we'd like to also think they're acting out of a sense of duty, and maybe they are. But many times they're acting out of their own self-interest. How is this going to advance my position in my political party? And, you know, some good may come from it. You know, even though motivations are not the best in the world, good can come from it. But, you know, one of the things, again, we don't ask, do you love us? Do you love me? Now, today we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, and I would not be surprised if everyone here at one time or another at least thought in your own mind, does God love me? Does he love me even though sometimes I can be a wretch? Is God really one who loves me? And that's an important one because that's what makes him our king. He is not the king of the great king that we celebrate, Christ the King, because he is the leader of all kings, the king of kings, as it were. I think the emperor of Ethiopia has that title, the king of kings. But he's not a king because he has that power. He's our king because he loves us. And we gotta remember that. You know, the whole purpose of Jesus' life is put down in those two verses in John's gospel. God so loved the world that he sent his only son into the world, not to condemn us, but to save us. God so loved the world, so he came into the world to love us. And he would rather die than be separated from us. That's the key belief of all Christianity. God loves us. We still question him. Does he love me? Father, if you knew what I did, you wouldn't say God loves me. Now, I disagree with that. God loves each and every one of us. And unlike worldly leaders who expect that we provide them with the best, we serve them, we give them a home in the grand style, even in the United States. We have the White House and all the guards, the Secret Service, autos, their separate planes, Air Force One, And there's all sorts of things we give to our worldly kings, as it were. But with Jesus, there is nothing we can do for him. Absolutely nothing at all. Why? Because he didn't come to be served, but to serve. He came to serve us. Not that we should be the ones who are serving him. You know, sometimes I read these passages from Scripture, like Daniel in some places in the book of Revelations, and I think, kidding me, you know, all sorts of people trying to serve the Lord. We don't. We are beneficiaries of his goodness and his love. The only way we can serve him is what he tells us to do. Love one another as I have loved you. Perhaps two of the greatest stories, that at least I like in the Scriptures, that express God's love so completely are the parable of the prodigal son, the kid who was really off the deep end, and the father loved him anyhow and waited for him to come back, and the woman caught in adultery. His love for her, in spite of the fact that she was a sinner. So our responsibility as his disciples is to serve him, if you want to use that word, only by serving one another. Once again, we can't do anything for him because he has done everything for us. And we can only respond in kind. So our king, hopefully, is not a king robed in majesty with all sorts of splendor and this and that and the other thing surrounding him. Our king is the king crucified on the cross. That is the sign of our king. That is our banner. It is our coat of arms. Christ the King, Christ on Calvary. We believe in one God.
Especially J. Harvey. Let us pray for the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead, may they enter into the fullness of life in the kingdom of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have responded generously to the annual pastoral appeal witness the love and joy that stewardship brings. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Edward Gowden, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And if I heard that prayer wrong, maybe that I'm wrong, but we're also praying for Jay Harvey, who was killed in an accident just yesterday. Very close to a family, our parish who is taking care of him. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God's Heavenly Father, we ask you to hear these prayers and help us be your servants of love. We ask this through Christ the Lord.
Amen. During the preparation of gifts, let us sing together, Jesu, joy of our desire, 409.
Anointed him as eternal priest and king of all creation, so that by offering himself on the altar of the cross as a spotless sacrifice to bring us peace, he might accomplish the mystery of human redemption and making all created things subject to his rule, so that he might present to the immensity of your majesty the eternal and universal kingdom, a kingdom of truth, a kingdom of life, a kingdom of holiness, and a kingdom of grace, a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of love, and the kingdom of peace. And so we join all the angels and saints in their hymn of praise as we sing. In a similar way, when supper was ended, Jesus took the cup and again giving thanks and praise, he said the blessing, gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Victim by whose death you have willed to reconcile us to yourself, and grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of Jesus may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May Jesus make an eternal offering to us so that we might obtain the inheritance of your elect, especially with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Saint Joseph, her spouse, the apostles, the glorious martyrs, Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation advance the peace and the salvation of the whole world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your servant Francis, our Pope, Gregory, our Bishop, all the bishops, the clergy, all the people your son has gained for you. Graciously hear the prayers of this family, whom you have called before you this morning. In your compassion, merciful Father, gather together all your children, wherever they are and may be. For our departed brothers and sisters, especially for Edward Gowron, for whom this Mass is offered, and for Jay, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we shall enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, with him, in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
I can feel these mighty powers.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we receive the food of immortality, and we ask that glory in the obedience to the command of Jesus, the command to love, the command of the King of the universe, we may live with him eternally in this heavenly kingdom, he who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
may Almighty God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This celebration is over. We go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
But I would be remiss if I didn't have a little story. A woman with two boys in grammar school, one in fourth grade, one in sixth grade, we had to make some cupcakes for, as was the tradition in the school, for her fourth grader who was celebrating his birthday. And as the day came and he was supposed to take the cupcakes in, the mother said to the sixth grader, well, you know, your brother can't carry these. Why don't you carry them in? And he said, absolutely not. And the mother, figuring that, well, here's a teachable moment, and she said to him, what would Jesus do? And he replied, he'd cure him and let him carry his own. Have a nice day.
You too, Father.
Thank you, Father. As we're sent forth, let us sing number 723, to Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King.